Now, it's supposed to be a celebration of the French language. 70 heads of state are gathering in the Democratic Republic of Congo this Saturday, along with French President François Hollande. But the summit is shrouded in controversy. Earlier this week, Hollande himself said the situation in Congo was unacceptable in terms of human rights, democracy and the respect of the opposition. But he agreed to attend in an effort to promote democracy in Africa. Earlier, we spoke to our reporter Nicolas Germain, who's covering the summit for France 24. He told us what's at the top of the agenda today.
Well, we know that first of all they're going to talk about the crisis situations in the Francophone areas, and first of all about Mali. In northern Mali, the territory is occupied by Islamist forces. They will discuss the possible military intervention of a regional force. They will also talk about Congo here, where in the east of the country, the M23 rebels are opposed to government forces. The UN says that Rwanda supports these rebels. Kigali denies the accusations. So here today, the Congolese and Rwandan delegations will be able to discuss that topic. And of course, it's a Francophone summit, so they're going to talk about the future of the French language. Today, French is spoken by 220 million people. In 2050, 700 million people will talk French, and most of them will be here in Africa.